Thank you for calling Arch of Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead and provide your name, please?
Abigail Coleman Briggs. I was stumbled by the internet registration. I was trying to get an installation started. I think I better call you back because I got to be to work in a half an hour.
Okay. So you want to sign up for the service?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to get an installation. I saw something that said July 2nd, but all the checkbook and credits and all that stuff was, I wasn't prepared to do that in this amount of time. And
oh.
I don't want to miss that date because my cable that I'm have is going to be ending on the 25th, and I was trying to get that in installed before it ended, shortly after it ended. And I was going to return the equipment and turn the service off.
Oh, well, I could try to see if I'm able to get a sooner date for you. We should be able to set you out within 5 to 7 business days.
Yeah, I'm looking for the 26th, 25th or 26th, anything earlier than that.
Let me, I can check our system.
I mean, a little after that, I mean.
Yeah, the latest we should be able to go out is 5 days minimum. So maybe the 26th or the 27th.
All right, let me look at my calendar here.
But I would have to go through the process just to be sure. But we should be able to have availability for that day.
You said the 25th?
The 26th or the 27th.
Oh, 27th is a Thursday. I have to go to a birthday celebration. Between 10 and 12? Maybe?
Well, maybe there's availability for 10 o'clock. Hold on, let me just check. On the 27th. Yeah, we should be able to have an availability for 10.
Okay, how do we do that in the next 15 minutes?
All right, let's try our best to go fast as possible. Right. So let me just check if we have service for you. Could you give me your house number, please?
Yeah, it's 187 East Chester Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
12401?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Call me.
New York. Yeah.
Let me just look that up real quick.
Yeah, Matt was here last week. I hope you know Matt. Matt Gillis.
Well, he's one of our technicians?
No, he's one of your salespeople.
Oh, okay. And what you said was the street name?
East Chester.
And you said 187 East Chester?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, found it. Yes. All right, no problem. And is your location a home or business?
It's a home. Residential.
Okay. And how many devices will be connected to the internet?
One, two, three.
You can give an estimate. Under 10?
It's like, yeah, it's about 10. I got 4 cameras.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Garage, front door, backyard, side, garage. I'm going to say garage, driveway, front door, side, and backyard. 5 cameras and 2 TVs.
Okay.
And then sometime up a PC, sometimes laptop, Wi-Fi. Everything is not going same time as the TVs are.
Okay.
So about 10.
And do
one
you,
gig.
Do you have any, you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet?
Yeah.
Okay. So the cost for that is $79.99 and you get 1,000 megabytes per second upload and download speed, right?
How many?
1,000 gig. Well, 1 gig.
Ooh.
1 gig up and down.
Yeah, that's fast. Very fast.
Yeah. And you can also get $10 off if you sign up for paperless billing and using your checking or savings account.
No, my wife doesn't like that.
Oh, okay. And
she
can get
like, Yeah, I'm gonna put it in my name, and she's just gonna pay for it. So we'll use all my information, and then and when we get the bill, she'll pay it.
Okay. All right. And how big is your home?
1,100 square feet. I don't think I need the extenders yet until we move upstairs, because we're probably going to have a third bedroom upstairs.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So I'll leave that empty for now. And if you're interested, you can call us. And what about phone service?
No. We're using cells. We had a landline, and we hardly used it. We used it for faxing and stuff like that. But right now, we're just emailing stuff that we have to do.
Okay.
Scan it and email it.
All right. No problem. And you said the address that you have is 187 East Chester Street, Kingston, New York.
East Chester Street. Mm-hmm.
New York, 12401. And do you own
yep.
or rent?
Own.
Okay. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay. Okay. And you said your first name is Coleman.
Yeah. C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Briggs. B-R-I-G-G-S.
And what's your email address?
coleslaw31@gmail.com.
So that's coleslaw31@gmail?
Coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
But my name is Coleman. I picked it.
Yeah, Coleslaw. I get you.
Yeah.
And you said it's at gmail.com?
Yeah. 31. Okay. coleslaw31@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay. And what's your primary phone number?
My cell number is 845-742-0263.
All right. Thank you for that. And how may we contact you?
You can call me. No text on business. I rather have emails.
So phone, email, or text?
I prefer emails, yeah. But if somebody's coming to do this, you know, installation, they usually call before. That's fine. Or if you have to text, but I don't really like a lot of texting.
So you'd prefer the phone over email?
Yeah, unless it's an appointment or a service call. Just call me. But
okay.
Anything to do with contracts and billing and all that, email. That's paperless, I guess.
All right. So, okay, so you don't want no text. Okay. Just the phone and email. All right. So do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not
yes.
a condition of purchase.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And you said you also want me to put email as well. And do you agree to receive marketing or information on discounts or special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of your emails.
Okay.
That's okay for you as well?
Excuse me?
Is that okay for you as well?
Yes, that's fine. I just don't want it coming over the phone. That's all.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So just to go over your order, you have a home. You want the 1 gig fiber internet,
mm-hmm.
no extenders, no phone service, and
mm-hmm.
the address is 187 East Chester Street, Kingston, New York,
mm-hmm.
12401,
mm-hmm.
and you own your property
yeah.
and your billing address is the same. All
mm-hmm.
right. So as part of our process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a positive deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but like doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit fee. Are you willing
All right.
to do the credit check?
The soft check? Yeah, go ahead. Not a hard check. I didn't know. It didn't say that. Or I would have kept going on the online.
Okay. Well, let me just go in. In order for us to do that, I would require your social security number. Is that okay for you?
I know that. Yeah. 096.
One moment.
Five,
hold
two.
On. I'm just setting up the database. Just doing the check for you.
Thank you.
I'm just filling out some information right here. One moment, please. Your zip code is 12401, correct?
Yes.
All right, could you go ahead with your social security number?
09652-2158.
All right, and can I have your phone number again, please?
845-742-0263.
Okay, thank you. All right, so it's saying that the $50 deposit, it's required. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, let's do this quickly. I gotta
okay.
go.
All right, yeah, I'm just almost finished. There's a few more things, and just to set the installation date for you. Okay.
Like I said, we don't want the money being pulled out of any account. We will be paying the bill when we receive it, or have my wife do it online. She has
okay.
a bad experience okay. with that. Go ahead.
So you don't want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
No, no, no. I said that first thing I said.
Okay, that's
she doesn't
fine.
Like that. All right.
And how do you want to?
We're going to use a credit card, a debit card right now.
Okay, and how do you want to receive your bill? Online or a paper bill?
Let's start but with a paper and then or email.
And you're going
Can
to use
you do
a
both?
Well, no, I'm only able to choose one.
All right. So email or hard copy?
Yeah.
Hard copy. She likes hard copies.
All right. And you said that you're going to use a credit card now?
Right now for the deposit, not for any further billing.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, 414 a Visa. Are you ready?
Yes, you can go ahead.
4168-4400-5071-1553, expiration 0724. You need a security code?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
168.
168?
Yes.
Okay, and is it your name that's on the card?
Yeah.
And the zip code is 12401. Okay, one moment, please. Do you have a nickname?
What?
Just asking if you have a nickname to put as the card. That we can just leave that part out.
No, I only do that on my summer accounts when I
save the card.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. Okay, well, we're almost through. How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Who?
How did you hear about the internet service?
I seen it on a truck, advertising somewhere.
And is there anything that our technician should be aware about on your property, like a buried wire, septic tank?
No.
Okay, and do you have any questions?
When are they coming and what time?
Okay, well, let me just go ahead. One moment. Okay. So I just need to say this disclosure. So all I need to do now is just finish up your order and set an installation date and go over a couple disclosures and let you get back to your day. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation, okay? If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Do you have a current provider at the moment?
Yes.
All right, so to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is a property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, okay, you may receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and your pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in our Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm just checking the schedule. All right, so on our system, it's showing the earliest date as the 3rd, but I can change it and set it up for the 27th for you at 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Let me just do that for you. Okay. And do you want the technician to call you first before he arrives at your home? Like tell you that he's 1 hour out?
Yeah, if he can. If not, don't worry about it. Yes. Do you guys send pictures so we know who this guy is and coming to rob us?
Well, he's gonna be calling you and like giving you updates.
He's gonna have ID on and all that stuff.
Yes, and you will be wearing the Archtop uniform. All right,
thank
is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, I gotta go.
All right, enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye.